you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's program, we hear about the 2014 Mexico Award for Science and Technology being offered through the Mexican Embassy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Mexican government, through the Mexican Embassy, is inviting scientific institutions across the country to nominate candidates for consideration for the Premio México de Ciencia y Tecnológica, or in English, the Mexico Science and Technology Award. The award seeks to recognize the contributions of scientists and technologists in Central America, Spain, and Portugal towards the development of the region.
It's open to any discipline. It involves scientific and technological research, and also the development of social sciences. For example, if you have any particular developments in the areas of economics or law, or it's a wide variety of disciplines. Okay. It can be a specific work and a specific achievement, but also we have had candidates or nominations for a whole career.
Head of Consular, Commercial and Cooperation Affairs in the Mexican Embassy, Raul Mendoza Gallo.
The candidates must be nationals from the countries of Latin America, the Caribbean, Spain, or Portugal, and they must have residence in one of these countries, because the purpose is to recognize achievements and contributions to Latin America and the Caribbean.
Mr. Gallo now outlines the application process. The first step is for a local scientist to have their work nominated for the award.
First of all, nominations are supposed to come from academic institutions, private or public institutions. Personal nominations are not considered. So this is very important. And second of all, the candidate has to be a recognized scientist or a technologist or another person with a very wide recognition in their field of expertise. The first stage just includes the nomination and the presentation of documents proving that the person has made a significant contribution to the scientific area, the scientific sector in his country or in the region. And the documents has to prove, or it can be presented like a book or a scientific research or a paper or an article proving that the work done by this scientist.
The deadline for all submissions and related documents is October 1st, 2014. Nomination packages must be sent to the Mexican Embassy, located at the PCJ building, 36 Trafalgar Road, Kingston 10. Following submissions, the work of the nominees will be examined by the Mexico Council for Science and Technology. The results of the council's deliberations will be announced by April 2015. The winning candidate will receive an exciting prize package.
The prize includes, of course, an economic award, a scholarship, with for this year is of 702,000 Mexican pesos, which in US dollars is about 60,000, and also comes with a medal and a diploma, and this is presented in a ceremony with the President of Mexico. And after that, the winner is invited to lecture for 2 weeks in the different universities of Mexico and different institutions about the work that he or she has made.
Mr. Gallo is hopeful that Jamaica will put forward several nominees for the award. He has high hopes that the first winner from the Caribbean region can come from Jamaica.
We are in the Embassy of Mexico are very interested in having many nominations from the Caribbean and specifically from Jamaica. We know that this in the region a very important work has been developed in many areas, and it's a good opportunity to have also to strengthen the bonds between the Mexican community, the Mexican scientific community, and the Caribbean community.
Head of Consular, Commercial and Cooperation Affairs in the Mexican Embassy, Raul Mendoza Gallo. If you're interested in learning more about the Mexico Award for Science and Technology, contact the Mexican Embassy at 926-4242. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.